the Brandon Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Metashare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brandt's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
My son's birthday.
How is it?
Yeah, we're sending him the usual gift stuff. So think about gifts. And like, there's a way to give gifts, and then there's a weird way to give gifts, which is the way Jesus did it. But he even said, this is not normal. Mm-hmm. He even said it. He said to his followers, this is at like the Last Supper. He's like, I'm going to leave you with a gift. And it's not how the world gives. I'm going to give you my peace. My peace is what I leave with you. So it is a gift, like a gift from God to be at peace. What's weird, though, is just looking around, and maybe it's just me, but I'm looking around seeing a lot of people who are ostensibly Christians who, frankly, you're like, yeah, peace is okay, but I'd rather watch the news all the time. I'd rather get whipped up into a frenzy.
Because the news is not going to give you peace.
No, it's not.
It's not designed to do that.
So, hey, appreciate the offer, Jesus, but we're going to do this because it's more important right now. And like, you get one chance to live. Do you want to live riled up all the time? Is it really making you a wiser person? Are you really in charge of the world so that you do have to know everything that's happening? Maybe you do. But man, if peace is a gift, I don't want to be like, nah, I got a lot of news I'd rather watch. Sports. There we go. Sports is big. Sports is happening. Sports is all over.
Sure.
People are sporting here.
A lot of sporting going
sporting
on.
There.
Is there a particular sport that you're going to focus
on? Yeah, I want to talk about golf.
Okay.
Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson are having a pay-per-view. They're charging people $20 to watch them play golf against each other. It's a pay-per-view event. The winner gets $9 million. I don't know why they picked $9
million. Okay.
But they're already $9 million to either one of those guys is not going to... not like high stakes.
Right. So what are you saying? So this is almost like boxing, like you'd watch a boxing match.
Yeah, so it's golf.
Interesting.
And I guess people are willing to do it. I was just trying to think, what is it? Is there anything we do that people
would get? Oh, pay-per-view?
Like pay-per-view, get 20 bucks.
20 10? Bucks? I don't know about 20
5 bucks.
Bucks. 5 bucks for a brand new.
We talked my mom into giving us 5 bucks.
We'd have 10 bucks between our mothers. And mine would be like 5.
Yeah.
Well, Sherry, I can do 2, but I don't
know. My mom would be like, well, when are you planning on paying this back? Because sometimes you forget. It's a great story. We were just talking about peace and how Jesus gives us the gift of like giving us peace. I'm leaving this with you.
When you were talking about it off the air, it resonated with me because I was just telling my mom, we've been entertaining a lot. So family has been friends coming in and staying for a few days. And I told her, I want to be able to give people peace because we have a peaceful home. And my aunt just stayed with me and left a thank you note when she left. And she said that I just felt at peace. And I want to be able to give that. And I think as believers, if God has given that to us and we accept it.
Right.
We should be able to give that to others.
And don't bring in a whole bunch of stuff that riles up.
Right. Right.
Don't bring it in.
Yes.
It really is arresting to a lot of people. I think we can underrate that because we might get used to having peace in a house. If you're in a home that's peaceful, but when people enter into it, they really do feel a difference.
Yes.
Like, what's up? I don't, something different. Cindy is on the phone. Hey, you got a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great.
Cool. Thank you. Because guess what? I was able to purchase at IKEA. Cindy.
You're not going to believe it.
I'm setting it up.
Oh, boy.
It's a prize. It's a prize wheel.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, there's the prize wheel.
Can you hear it? Okay. So I know you're excited about it. So here's what we're doing with it is you can win one of two prizes, and it's every other space, so it's alternated on the prize wheel. I know you can't see it. I'll have to spin it for you. But thing is, you can win either $18 million, okay, or... you can win an inspiring quote about friendship, depending on where the prize wheel winds up. Okay?
Okay.
I think you agree. They're equally valuable.
Now you have to say, Brant, spin that wheel.
Come on.
You do.
Humiliating.
You do. You have to say it.
All right. Go ahead.
Say it.
Okay. Brant, spin that wheel.
Here we go! This is gonna be great! The wheel is spinning! Wheel is spinning! $18 million or inspiring quote about friendship, $18 million.
Oh, so close.
An inspiring quote about friendship is what you won.
not surprised.
Happiness, Cindy. is meeting an old friend after a long time and feeling that nothing has changed. So thanks for playing the
Granny
Has to Show Brighton Wheel. May the sun shine on your face. Yeah, maybe you're an older person, maybe you're a younger person. Well, they found that older people are worse at distinguishing facts from opinions. So they see like an opinion listed and then they'll think, no, that's a fact.
Okay.
Like just ask, is this a fact or an opinion? But they say it's not because of your age. It's not like you get dumber when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you're not more discerning when you get older. They say the problem is now, it's news consumption.
Mm-hmm.
The more you watch, they say a positive correlation in these studies, the more news you're watching, the less you're able to distinguish fact statements from opinion statements. And right. It just so happens, who gets targeted most by these cable news networks?
Right.
It's people that are, on the average, 68 for CNN, mm-hmm. 69 for Fox,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe 70 for MSNBC. They're all right there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all consuming it all the time. And over time, it breaks down your ability to even know, like, no, that's just somebody's opinion. That's not a fact.
Yeah, that's why we cut that off in our house.
Sherry,
no more.
I think
of
it's
this.
So funny because it's such an inversion. Sherry did that for her mom. Now, years ago, I'm sure her mom was changing.
Oh, there was a lot cut off.
You're not
for
watching
me, yeah.
that anymore. off. And she's cutting her off from the news. Thank you for listening. You ever want to jump in or whatever? It's 855-90-BRANT. You ever want to reach us?
My name is Nathan. What you said earlier about you can't live the Christian life alone, that would be like saying John, who wrote Revelations, was a sinner. I mean, I had more trouble with Christians than I had with non-Christians keeping my faith. It's just an opinion, but I hate it when people say that. It's not completely right.
Totally appreciate your point of view. Just so you know, I didn't mean it literally like you can't live as a Christian alone, like on an island where John wrote
mm-hmm.
Revelation.
Right.
I don't mean it that way. What I mean is it's like playing football alone. Like you can't play in the NFL by yourself. You have to be on a team.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that because we're not effective by ourselves. We're not who we could have been. And there's about a billion reasons. I don't have time to get into that, but there's a billion reasons. Just like even having people call you out for things to help you grow is just one of them.
Well, look at Jesus' earthly ministry, right? So he clearly can go around and do all the things he does by himself, but he assembles 12 guys with him, right? And they're all together doing these things.
How am I supposed to encourage one another if I'm by myself? There's 50-some one another's in the New Testament, for instance. The thing, I'm supposed to help people. I'm supposed to be a blessing to other people. It just doesn't make sense
mm-hmm.
out of that context. And to be sure, a lot of times when it says you in the Bible, like you do this, you do that, it's a collective you. We just don't have that in English.
Y'all.
We do in the South. We have y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But we don't have a collective you, so we interpret it individually, but it's always like it's talking to you as a group. Do this together. It's the letters are to groups. Like it's just not it can be done, but not fruitfully. And that's what I'm talking about. We understand that. Sherry and I both.
We grew up in church culture, so we totally get it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we understand that desire. But I'm supposed to be a blessing to people too. Like we have to. There's no getting around this.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm imagining that Jesus was driven kind of crazy by the guys he was hanging out with.
There's something that happened in scripture where he did that. A deep sigh.
Exactly.
I can't remember what he's on the boat and they were arguing about something and he does this deep sigh like, oh my goodness.
I wrote an unoffendable about a church organist
mm-hmm.
who threatened to cuss me out and threatened to beat me up
mm-hmm.
on a trip to an amusement park.
Yep.
And,
so we get it.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many things. There's so many stories. So much legitimate hurt. At least I can laugh about that. But there's mm-hmm. stuff that happens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because of humans. And yet here's God leaving where he could have been safe
mm-hmm.
and
dwelling with us. Yeah.
Us filthy, messy us. Mm. And he loved us that much. I mean, hey, this is a faith started by him So I have to think that's central. Stuff we can't talk about on the air. First of all, Halloween news.
Okay, so
everything's rated G, what we're going to talk about here, but yes, may not be appropriate for little kids.
Okay.
All right. Oh. Halloween news. A satanic temple in San Francisco is very upset.
About what?
About the fact. Now, understand that the underpinnings of the satanic idea isn't that they worship Satan.
Okay.
They will tell you that. The satanic church itself will say, we do not worship Satan. Okay.
Oh. Well, then that satanic part is really misleading.
Right. It's quite misleading.
Yes.
And they're like, don't. And they make fun of people for thinking that. It's like, no, we worship ourselves. Okay. That's what we do. We worship ourselves.
Well, at least they have their satanic theology is correct, because that is what Satan wants us to do.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so they're buying totally into that.
Okay.
And so they're like, well, you don't understand why people are confused. Well, maybe it's because you call yourself the Church of Satan.
Yeah.
That might make people think.
There's an affiliation on some level.
They don't acknowledge that. I think that's really interesting. The other thing about this story is they're upset and they're suing this satanic temple in San Francisco. They're suing the Sabrina makers of the show Sabrina.
Oh, on Netflix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's a statue of Satan in that show. And they're like, that's our statue. It looks a lot like our statue, which we paid a lot of money for. So you're kind of infringing on us. We don't want people confusing. We don't want people coming here and thinking we have this thing because you had it.
Got it.
We had it first.
Yeah.
But it's just kind of like, well, wait a second, guys, man. Freedom.
That's true.
But you have your rules that, okay, all right. It's confusing to me.
Yeah. On every level, that's always confusing to me. We've talked about that, right?
Oh, yeah.
That personal truth, at some point, we will all collide.
Yeah, nobody believes in that.
Yeah.
Nobody believes in the alternative to absolutes. No, there's not one person walking the planet. Out of all the people, the most sophisticated relativists don't believe what they're talking about. And I've seen it borne out again and again and again. But this, of course, their backstory will be, well, because it's the law. I mean, if it's copyright infringement. Okay, so all laws, like, no, you feel hurt. And you're developing something you think is wrong that somebody else has done because you think your rights, according to you, which is a moral decision, what rights we have.
Oh, good point.
Like, it's all of that is within the realm of morality. And, okay, but anyway, just because it's Halloween, that was in the news, I thought I would share that.
The Church of Satan.
Yeah, okay. I thought that was really funny because I was reading about this. Part of my book was about how we worship ourselves. And like, that is the goal. Like, it's not Halloween. That's not a high holy day for Satanists. They are more at the Anton LaVey school. They're more apt to say you should celebrate your birthday.
Okay.
Because it's you. It's when the imperial capital YU came into existence.
That's ultimately what Satan went for, right?
Yeah. He's like, no, man, you. You, not God. You, the authority. Let's shift the authority over here. And then Jesus is saying, no, the king is not you. There is a king, and I'm all about his kingdom. So,
and ultimately, that's where people have the problem, right? It's the authority.
It's always the authority.
Yes.
Come right down to it. Jesus will claim that authority, and he says, all authority is given to me. And so whether we want to accept that or not, it's up to us, but apparently few will. Most will not. We'll engage with religion. We'll engage with quote unquote Christianity. But when it comes down to the actual authority, most people will not do it.
And that's why the way you have talked about eternity makes sense, in as much that it's like, well, would God send everyone? Well, no. If you don't want his authority, you just don't want it.
Why would you want to go to the place where he is totally, his rule and reign is so obvious?
Forever. Yeah. If you didn't want it here, then that's a choice, right?
And it's not a joke thing either. We're like, oh, okay, guess God got us in the end with that little move. No, it's like, no, you choose now. Why wouldn't you? Like, and he allows freedom. We want freedom so much. And he allows it, which is just amazing. But he allows us to choose ourselves. And it's like C.S. Lewis in The Great Divorce. He's got Napoleon up there, for example, who's light years away from everybody else in his own house, pacing around, still trying to take everything over. And he could choose not to, but that's not who he is anymore. Mm-hmm. He's all about himself, and that's the choice we make. Yeah, I can't remember what the original point was, but it was really good, wasn't it?
The Church of Satan.
Church of Satan.
That's it. That was the point.
That was the point. No, you're right. But about the kingdom thing and the amount of freedom that God gives us is disturbing mm-hmm. when people really, they say you want it. But think about it this way. I was just thinking about it this way. Like, what if you had the greatest, what if you were the greatest doctor in the world? I mean, you're to the best diagnostician, the best at treating, your best healthcare provider, whatever you want to call it. You're the best in the world, the elite of the elite, and you make a diagnosis of somebody who came to you. You make the diagnosis, you tell them, and they're like, nah. Mm-mm. And you're saying, no, it's terminal. You're going to die from this.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so. And they walk off. It's a little scary that we would have the freedom to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the great physician who's making this diagnosis about who we really are,
mm-hmm.
and we don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
but he gives us the freedom to walk away, and people mm-hmm. do. They walk away. He's sad about it, but that freedom is intimidating. But we have that kind of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to accept it. You can choose your own kingdom. You can choose yours or his.
And he says that's why he came, right? So in John 3, he says, "I didn't come in the world to condemn you. You're already condemned,
right?
Right. So I came here to give you a choice: me or your own rule.
It's up to you.
Yeah.
But it's going to be." It's going to be a narrow path.
Yes.
And most people just don't want to do that. It's the submission.
Mm.
We don't want to submit. It's just not natural. It's so hard. Repentance is so rare. It's like a jewel when somebody actually genuinely repents. And like we were talking about before, Jesus says it's so rare, in fact, that all of heaven rejoices if just one person does it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't, for somebody to go, okay, enough of me. Enough, me, I'm done, to come to the end of yourself is so rare. Big news. Can I use the royal fanfare?
Sure, why not?
Yeah. I just want to have a huge announcement about the radio show that we do. We're on radio stations across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
There are some still persisting in not airing the show. But that's...
It's a decision they've made and you're sticking to it.
They're going to have to live with it. Yes. They are. They seem to be living okay. To be honest with you. But there's two fewer ones that are living without it.
That's right.
The Fish is a radio station in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
And they are adding the show starting November
1st. Yes.
So it'll be on in the evenings.
Mm-hmm.
And we're honored. That's like... Hollywood.
It
right
is
there.
Hollywood. That's so, right, Brant. They said it couldn't happen.
Yep.
But here
we're totally going to go
Hollywood.
On you. Yeah.
What would that even look like?
I don't know. I'm going to learn how to do it.
What does it mean?
I don't know.
I think you have to wear sunglasses.
Selfies,
yeah. Sunglasses. You have to have sunglasses all the time.
Okay.
Even at night.
Okay.
I don't know what else.
We're still going to broadcast out of the same $5 studio. That we're using right now, so that's not going to change.
But they don't know that.
Yeah,
we're going to sound high class. What my mom calls high class, low budget.
That's right.
Yeah.
And this is going to be weird to you. Mm-hmm. And reminding you, we're elated about this, just so you know. Like, it doesn't influence. It didn't impact how much money I make or you, really.
Or me? No, it does not.
So. That's kind of the downside to it.
That impacts the Hollywoodness of it all.
That's true. Changes nothing lifestyle-wise. It's really neat. And we hope what we want. I ask God, and I know Sherry does too, like, God, help us be a blessing to people. Please, please, please. Mm-hmm. So that's wonderful. And we're thankful for that. And the other thing is, if you're in the Sacramento area, if you got friends, they're in the Sacramento area or L.A., the Fish radio station in Sacramento is adding the show as well.
They have already added it. It's 7 to 7 to midnight. It's 5 hours. So
okay.
7 to midnight.
Seven to midnight.
Yeah.
And so if you got people in the area or you live around there, we're really excited about that. So.
Yeah. So what we're trying to do, what I'm thinking of is make kind of stacking the deck. Like if you already live in those areas and you listen to the podcast and you can listen in the evening or tell people about the show, let's do that so that, you know, we make a good showing there.
Yeah. Can we share about the show we're replacing?
I guess we can on our podcast. It's everybody knows that.
Yeah, it's public.
Yeah.
It's not like a secret. Well, the show they had on there was a show hosted by a woman named Delilah, mm-hmm. who's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And I haven't met her or anything, but it's very different mm-hmm. from what we're doing on both stations.
Yes.
So what's going to happen is there's going to be this culture change.
Yes.
And
as if there even if we did it the other way around.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's just two different kinds of shows.
Yeah. And so we know what we're in for.
Yeah.
In terms of reaction,
mm-hmm.
because people will be like, what in the world?
Yeah.
What happened to my show?
Right.
And I hate this guy. I kind of like the lady.
I wish she would shut up. That's been me. And I get it. It's hard.
You don't get that much.
I do. But
I wish she would shut up.
Yeah. What is she laughing at? Everything is. Yeah. All of that is.
But it's more of a shot at me because they think he's not funny. So what's the point? They do. It's a shot. It's all right.
He said, I know what you guys are saying.
I know what it is.
Well, it plays into, this is the hard part, right? So it plays into what you already think of yourself in the back of your head sometimes.
Oh,
so
totally,
that's kind of where I'm, even getting the phone messages, getting the emails, this is going to be like a month or two where I'm kind of sheepish with it. I even felt myself when I was listening to the voicemails today, just kind of approaching it kind of gingerly because uh-huh. you just know there's that transition period. That's real. Like when we keep saying people hated it in the beginning and people say, I don't like you. That's real.
Right.
And that's not easy to hear. You hope that people change and they do and start to see us as friends. But hearing that first part is very difficult.
It is. So it's by stacking the deck, we mean like you call the station or something?
Yeah, call, email, hey, I'm so glad they're on.
Yeah,
now.
If you live around there.
Yeah.
Or you know somebody, that would be cool so that they don't get nothing but negative stuff.
Yes. That would be very helpful.
You know, they're pros. They're not mm-hmm. going to be like, oh, the two complaints, that's it.
Yeah. No, they know that there's a difference between the show they're adding and the show they had. So.
And if they stick with it, this will mm-hmm. be fine. But it takes mm-hmm. people a little bit of ramping
it
up.
It does. So tune in. How does a podcast run? I'm trying to think. The podcast is a day behind the actual radio show. So if you listen to the radio show, you'll hear some stuff ahead of time, and then there's always that extra stuff on the podcast.
But you can call them.
Yes.
And say thank you or email them or whatever.
That would be really helpful in Sacramento and in LA. But ultimately, what I've been praying and been really, really grateful for is the opportunity to talk about the kingdom of God.
Totally. And to represent it in a way that we may not be the right way, but we're trying.
Yes.
And we do want it represented this way. We don't randomly pick our words.
Yeah.
I may mess it up, but it's not for lack of effort. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Nothing that we air is for lack of effort. And it may be the wrong thing. It may be like, oh, I didn't come across that way, but it matters.
And we want to convey the good news.
Yes.
And that's, as I've said before, that's everything from blowing up a planet to talking about grace. It is.
To the new prize wheel that we have.
The IKEA prize wheel that has entered the studio.
We're all pretty excited about our prize wheel. That's a ministry tool.
A ministry tool that's entering Hollywood. Because
mm-hmm.
they don't have enough of those.
Taking our prize wheel to Hollywood. It's an inspiring story.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.